empty house next door speaks of things that are no more. The empty walls.
This is Mary Jane, and I'm with
Tiffany the Less.
And we're at Lestats with
Gail Skidmore. I'm a local singer-songwriter, I guess. Except I play with a band sometimes, so it's kind of confusing.
Have been whispering since you've gone, but I close my ears, pretending I don't hear them call your name.
When you play with a band, you call yourself Gail Skidmore and the Eskimo Friends. Is that how that goes?
Sometimes. Things are a little confusing right now with that because I have so many different musicians that I play with. I have three drummers that I work with and three or four bass players and I think three cellists and two different violinists that just rotate in and out. I write all the string parts, so it's pretty easy to just change people out, and then I usually will just chart stuff from my bass player, and I'm lucky that my drummers are very talented, so they can just pick up stuff pretty easily. But so I've just been going by Gail Skidmore for the last like month since I've been on tour with like a bunch of random people, and it's been confusing. So I'm still working that out. I might be starting a rock band with my friend Joe, and then we'll have some completely different name to confuse everyone even more.
And you mentioned you write the strings. Mm-hmm. What other instruments do you play?
My first instrument is piano. I was classically trained. I've played for about 20 years now, and I play guitar and a little bit of harp. I'm kind of bad at that, but I'll try. And I just picked up the banjo. I play a little bit of mandolin and lap steel, accordion, harmonica, and flute.
Wow.
So, and I sing, sort of.
We've got such a wide array of instruments that you play. When did you get into music? And when did you decide you wanted to be a musician?
Well, I was forced to start playing piano when I was four, much to my chagrin. I hated piano lessons, and I didn't want to play. I just wanted to play by myself. I didn't want anyone to teach me. And I started writing songs, actually, when I was eight. I ended up majoring in piano performance for a year in college, but then switching my major. And just keeping up writing on my own, because I didn't really want to conform to anything. That was my thought at the time. So I was taught classically, but I also am like self-taught in guitar and all the other instruments I play. So
I read that you were just doing a Northwest tour this past summer. How'd that go?
It went really well. It was really good to get out of San Diego and play fresh audiences who didn't know me and still liked me. I went with my good friend Rihanna Downey, who's also a really talented songwriter, and she and I backed each other up, and we had a friend Amelia come and sing with us, and my friend Joe played cajon, so we had a little band, and we just split the set up and do my songs and then her songs, and she and I have been writing together as well. But it went really well. We had a great show in San Francisco, a great show in Fresno, and we played a festival in Camas, Washington. It went really, really well. And then I just played Joshua Fest about 2 weeks ago up in Quincy, California. And I got to open for Leland and MXPX and a couple other like bigger Christian bands, so that was really cool.
Well, I read that you got to record in Jason Mraz's studio. Would you want to work with him in the future musically? Do you think that's something that would happen?
That would probably be totally up to Jason. We didn't really talk about writing together or anything. He was kind enough to produce two songs for me, and I'm still working on them. He just gave me the WAV files yesterday, and he has a really nice studio up there, so I asked if I could do some songs there because I was looking for somewhere to record, and I asked how much he would charge me, and he said, well, if you bake me some cupcakes, then I'll do it. So I did, and we had a great couple days up there. I brought my strings players and did two piano pieces, and I would love to work with him. I've done some shows with him, and He's a really funny guy, and I really enjoy hanging out with him. But I don't know him too well, so we'll see.
And where's his studio?
It's at his house. Oh. He lives in north of here. Yeah. I think he might come after me.
Okay.
So we're at a coffee shop. Why do you think that stereotypically music and coffee gets put together?
Interesting question. You need to have something to listen to when you're relaxing with a cup of coffee, I guess, is the best explanation for that. But, you know, I play a lot of bars, too, so I guess the act of drinking just really goes with listening, and so people have just put that together because it's so nice. I have no idea.
So if you were to audition for American Idol, which song would you sing?
Well, do they let you sing your own songs, or do they make you sing, like, Britney Spears?
They'd probably let you sing your own.
Well, I don't know. If I was going to audition, I'd probably go with something classy like Led Zeppelin. You know, mix it up a little bit. I'd do a great Robert Plant impression. I can't do it right now. Be in the right mood. Usually it's in my car, you know, alone, but
and when you start your rock band.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like you said, your CD release is coming up soon. How would you describe the music that's on it?
It's quite eclectic. It's kind of pop, rock, folk stuff. I change my mind pretty much every time I describe my music. It's kind of, well, for a while I was calling it melodic acoustic, but then someone told me that was cliche and didn't really mean anything, and so I kind of experiment with styles, and it is a lot poppier, I guess, than most of my other stuff. Just happened that way, the first two songs especially. The third song is a little slower. I used really sweet Rhodes for two of the songs and threw some banjo on the first song. So I'm really happy with it. I think it's pretty eclectic and kind of, I mean, to me it sounds different. Everyone wants to say their sound is unique, but...
Do you write songs? Are you writing them every day? Or
this month, yes. Like I said, I started writing when I was 8. It's kind of just something that I have to do to process. Mm-hmm. So I have dry periods, but like for the last month, I've been writing a couple songs a day. I have about 950 now, I think.
Oh my god!
But a lot of them are crap, so it's not that big of a deal. But
and when you're writing the lyrics, are you imagining the strings too, because you said you write those?
It depends on the song. I do a lot of different sounds, like some are like heavier and some are like, you know, more like a ballad. So it just really depends on what I'm writing, and but I always hear the melody in my head, so I have my own little system and I just like write little dots and I can interpret it. So yeah, pretty much.
So I always ask my musicians the same three questions at the end of the interview. And the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Oh, man. Probably right now, gnarly. I have a lot of surfer friends. And I don't really surf. I just try. I pretend that I do. I'm really bad at it. So they say gnarly all the time. And I think it sounds really unnatural coming from me, but I've been using it, like... at least 5 times a day.
Okay, what's your drink of choice?
Are we talking alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Up to you.
Oh, man. I really like Mexican mochas from the Panakin. They're delightful. I have to space it out, though, because I don't want to, you know, lose the magic.
Yeah. And how do you feel about eyeliner?
I think that I overuse it. I can never quite get it off, and it bothers me. I don't know what's wrong with my makeup remover, but gosh, it's pretty ridiculous. Usually I'll like take my makeup off, and then the next morning I take it off again, and then I take a shower, and somehow like it's black below my eyes. I don't know what that's about, but I think that mascara is in league with the devil.
Okay, and the last is we're pirate pods, and we like to ask for a pirate impression or impersonation. Can you do that?
I used to know a joke, but I don't anymore. So probably just say arg.
Thank
That's
you.
That's all.
Don't twist your thoughts around me. My frail heart is brittle now. What remains of what was there when you found